Vidaber Hashem al Moshe b'har Sinai lemer. Hashem spoke to Moshe by Har Sinai saying. The Torah goes on to tell us the parasha of Shemitah. So Rashi brings down over here the famous Chazal, Ma'in Shemitah etzel Har Sinai. Why is it mentioned B'davka Shemitah associated with Har Sinai? L'chayra, all the mitzvahs were given at Har Sinai. So why does it sing like, it doesn't say by the other mitzvahs, by Davar Hashem al Moshe b'Har Sinai. Pumped over here by Shemitah, it says by Davar Hashem al Moshe b'Har Sinai. Why over here especially does it mention that? So Rashi says, because Shemitah has all of the Klolim and the Prata mentioned over here. Not all mitzvahs have all of the Prata mentioned in one shot. So there would have been a makim to say that the mitzvahs that don't have all the Pratim together, maybe some of them were said afterwards, and it wasn't all said at Har Sinai. But the mitzvah of Shemitah, we know clearly everything was said at Har Sinai, so we're makish the rest of the Torah. Just like all of the Pratim here was said at Har Sinai, all the mitzvahs themselves as well, Kala Torah Kula, was said at Har Sinai. So you have to understand, the Torah could have told us this limud with any mitzvah. The Torah specifically tells it to us about Shemitah. Why did the Torah tell us it specifically about Shemitah? The Torah could have picked any mitzvah, list all of the pratim of that mitzvah, and say, "Vayidaber Hashem al Moshe b'Har Sinai." If it picked Shemitah, Vayistos that Shemitah is unique, and for some reason Hashem is telling us this lesson with this, what's the special lesson over here? So, Talmud of the Chofetz Chaim, Hagoyin HaTzadik of Shlomo Bloch Zatzal, he set a pshat of his own based on something that he heard from the Chofetz Chaim. Chofetz Chaim used to be mavar of the mission in Pirkei Avos, Moshe Kibul Torah Misinai. She says, if you think about it, there's such a tremendous chesed that HaKadosh Baruch Hu did at Har Sinai. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is M'loi Chalar's Kevoidai, and more than that. HaLei HaShamayim V'Shmei HaShamayim Lo Yichal Tlucha. The entire world cannot really contain the Rabbeinu Shlom. What did HaKadosh Baruch Hu do? He came from high up on his throne, L'mayla Mishiva Rikim, and he came all the way down, he lowered himself, and he was mitzamsim himself on Har Sinai to communicate with the Bnei Yisrael. That's a meridike chesed on the part of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Zot HaChavetz Chaim, and that's a meridike mechayiv to us. Moshe L'madav R'dayme is Melech. He lived in the capital city in a beautiful, beautiful palace. And one day he decided to visit a small hamlet. He leaves the big city, he leaves his throne, all the glory, and he comes to this little hamlet where the people, mamish, they're not accustomed to such kavod. They're not accustomed to see such great things. It's a mechayev to the people of the hamlet of such a great king. He lowered himself, he came off of his throne from the palace, from the capital city, to come to this little kfar, to this little hamlet. It's a mechayev to these people. The king himself is coming here. So you have to pledge your allegiance to him and work for him. It's the same with us. If HaKadosh Baruch Hu b'chvaydu v'atzme came off of his kisei HaKavod, all the way down to the lowest of the Zion, under the Zion Rikim, to this world on Har Sinai, it's a mechayev. Take a look what Hashem, what he did for you to lower himself, to be mitzamtzim himself, it's a mechayev to you. That's what the Chofetz Chaim said about Moshe Kibul Torah Misinai. It's a hakdama to all of the nyanim of Avos. So Shlomo Bloch said, Mameli can maybe understand why the Torah tells us this lesson of Bahar Sinai by the mitzvah of Shemitah. Shemitah is a very, very difficult mitzvah. Shemitah, how can they cap that the posik, Chazal use a posik, Gibayre Koyach Oysa Devaroi, which speaks about Malachim? Chazal used this pasuk to describe those that work in, those that keep Shemitah. To close up shop, to close up your whole parnasah for a full year. Islamish Madrega Malachim. So in case somebody feels a hardship, and in case somebody feels it's very difficult, he says Shemitah was given at Har Sinai. Take a look what HaKadosh Baruch Hu did for you. He lowered himself, he was mitzamsim himself all the way down here to maintain a shaykhis with you. And through Shemitah, he's going to maintain a bigger shaykhus with you. Because B'tzivi says, Berchosi Aleichem. So you should strain yourself and be meshabed yourself to keep Shemitah. For that chesed alone, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu came down to Har Sinai all the way from way up from his Kisei HaKavod. Rav HaGaon Ruchaim Pinchas Scheinberg, Zatzal, said over a ma'aseh. He left America together with his wife, they were newly married, and they traveled to the Mir. So his wife, Lechatchila, wanted to get a bracha from the Chofetz Chaim for Hatzlach and for Gute Kinder, but he was so rangatan and learning, they never could find the time. Finally, they were there for a few years, and a relative from America sent him a letter that he's a chayla hamasukin, and he desperately needs a bracha from the Chofetz Chaim. Please go into the Chofetz Chaim to mention his name. Okay, it's an emergency. He decided to go together with his wife. And he going to the Chofetz Chaim. The Chofetz Chaim was already, it was not long before he was lifted. He was very hard of hearing. And the Shamish wanted Tepes that these people should find chen in the eyes of the Chofetz Chaim. He said that this is a couple that came all the way from America to learn Torah over here in the Mir. He was hoping that the Chofetz Chaim would have his, you know, penis ball from this. Chofetz Chaim shrugs his shoulders. He says, "From America, God. From America. Look at the godless of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu came all the way up, all the way down. L'mayla Mizayin Rikiyim. He was sitting on the Kisei HaKovet. And he came all the way down. No, it's my state, sir. We come from America, you know. It's for a good cause, but HaKadosh Baruch Hu was a matriach himself a lot more." Who the Chofetz Chaim said. Maisi gave them a bracha. Gave a bracha to the Choylin. He gave a bracha to Avoy Lekinder. But that was the Chofetz Chaim's outlook. Hashem came all the way down there. Does Dr. Shlomo Bloch is the specialty of Bahar Sinai. If Shemitah is Shver, but you should realize how much HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Mechad of us, that he came all the way down from Lamaila Mizayim Rekiyim. Dabro B'nai Yisrael V'yomarta Aleihem. Speak to the B'nai Yisrael, you should say to them, Ki Shavoyu Ela Oretz Hashar Ani Noisein Lachem, V'shov Soha Oretz Shabbos Lashem. And the earth shall rest, a resting for Hashem. Rashi says, L'shem Hashem, K'mo Shenemar B'Shabbos B'Reishis. Like it says by the Shabbos that we rest on Shabbos every week, Shabbos L'Hashem. So the son of the Ben Ish Chai, there's a Sefer Tzitzim U'Prochim, he brings down a dimyon between Shabbos of during the week to Shemitah. He says it's a Dabar Yadua. All of the days of the week get their hatzlocha from Shabbos. Likras Shabbos l'chu v'nelcho, ki hi mikor ha-bracha. Shabbos is the mikor ha-bracha for the rest of the week that follows. It says, Memela, and Shabbos, we don't do any work at all. We don't do any work on Shabbos, totally rest, and that is the mikor ha-bracha for the week following. So Shemitah is like that also. Shemitah, it's the mikor ha-bracha for the coming 6 years, and we don't do a thing in Shemitah. That is one common denominator between Shabbos and Shemitah. Another common denominator is that Shabbos was not given just to rest, to vacation, to relax, to sit on the recliner. That's not what it was given for. It was given to us to be free of any other malacha so that we could focus our attention on Limud HaTorah and connecting with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That is also the purpose of Shemitah. Shemitah is not stam a vacation. Shemitah is not stam a time when you take off and do other zachen. Shemitah is daima to Shabbos. The purpose is, you work during the 6 years, the seventh year you take off, focus on HaKadosh Baruch Hu, focus on Limud HaTorah. Tos is v'shav soha oretz, Shabbos l'Hashem. So you do a vort that's brought down from the Chidah. It says, 6 years you should work, and the seventh year is Shemitah. So zok the chidah, cheshmen, a parsh the cheshmen. The Gemara says in the Masech des Brachis that Rava told his Talmidim, "Bimitusa minaychu, I beg of you, al tischazi kamoi, don't show yourself in front of me, biyuma nisan uviyuma tishrei. Don't show yourself in front of me, don't come to yeshiva, because nisan is the time of harvest of the wheat, and tishrei is the time of the harvest of the grapes. In other words, I want you to be able to sit and learn the rest of the year. So 2 months a year, those times don't come to yeshiva, be busy with your work." These 2 months a year, a person has to work, l'chala pachas. Over a period of 6 years, you have 12 months that you didn't learn. So that's why you were given Shemitah to make up for those 12 months. So the Yismach Moshe carries it a step further. Yismach Moshe says that over a period of 6 years, there are 300-something Shabboses that the earth works. They're not supposed to work on Shabbos, but it gives off fruits and it grows things on Shabbos. So there's 306, that's 312 of the marshal. Over 300 Shabbos says that the earth was working. For that, HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave a Yovel. I'm sorry, for that, HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave a Shemitah, a full year of Shemitah, which is equal to over 300 days to make up for those Shabboses. The problem is that in a 49-year period, right, in a 49-year period, it comes out that there are Shabboses during those Shemitahs that it gives off wild growth, right? So again, you have a cheshbon of a full year of days that you have to make up for it. So for that, Hashem gave Yovel to make up for the Shabboses during the Shemitah years when it gives off wild growth. Those are the Yismachmash. And if you're going to say, what are we going to eat in the seventh year? We can't plant. We can't gather our tefuah. I will command my bracha to you in the sixth year. It's going to produce tefuah for 3 years. You'll have a 3-year bounty. So the Noam Elimelech brings down a pshat from his brother, Rav Zish of Anapoli. He says, it's mashma from the pasuk, only if you're going to say, Manoicha. If you're going to say, what are we going to eat in the seventh year, then v'tzivisi as brachos yilecha. The better thing would have been that even if we don't ask, Hashem should command the bracha upon us. Why dafk if we ask, and if we don't ask, we're not going to get bracha? That's a famous question that says by the Mepharshim. Says Dr. Zisha Mahanapoli, he says that the way HaKadosh Baruch Hu set up the Bria, there are certain pipelines of bracha that he sends naturally. And if a person is Beteach Bashem completely, the bracha comes down naturally, and there's nothing to worry about. The problem is, V'chisonim Rumanoichel Bashana Hashviyat. If you're going to ask, that means you're lacking in your emunah and bitachon and Hashem. So then the natural flow of bracha gets cut off. Then Zok HaKadosh Baruch Hu, I'm going to have to command it to start over again. Then I'm going to have to give a special commandment to start the bracha over again. The natural flow of bracha is if you have bitachon, it's going to happen to me without your asking. But if you're lacking in emunah and you're already asking, then the natural bracha stops, and then Hashem says, I'm going to be forced, v'tzivisyas brachosi aleichem, I'm going to have to command it upon you again. By your lack of bitachin, you're stopping the natural flow of bracha. So one of the svarim brings down, Aishus HaTayra, Aishus Pnimi HaTayra, brings down lefi this, a beautiful pshat. There's Yerushalmi in Demai, Perak Aleph Havach and Gimel, Rav Pinchas Ben Yoyer was crossing the river Ginoi. So he was geyser that it should split, and it split, and he walked through. He says, Talmidim were walking with him, and they said, Rebbe, could we also go by the river? So he said, if you know for a fact that you never did anything bad, and you were never mavaza a person, so then you can go by. But if you're not sure of yourself, then you can't go by. So he asked the Kasha, there's a Gemara in Masechtas Chulin that brings down a similar story. Maisa Rapinkas Ben Yor had to go past the river Ginoi. He was going to a Pidyon Shvuyim, and he told the river to split. And the river split. There was a Yid walking behind him that was carrying wheat for matzahs for Pesach. She says, split for him as well. He split for him as well. And there was a guy that was walking behind them. He said to split for the guy as well. There it doesn't say that he asked any questions. Are you Roy Lekach? Are you not Roy Lekach? It's split. Mizehu. So why over here with his Egan and Talmidim he says, if you're Roy Lekach, you never put gay in the covet of a person, then you could go. And in that case, it was said at the school and Repentance Menor didn't ask any questions. So Deutsches Antagonist says there's a difference between the two cases. In the case over here, Pinchas Ben Yoyer was going with his Talmidim were asking, could we also pass by? So they were showing a little bit of a lack of bitachon in the neis. So for that already, Pinchas Ben Yoyer said, if you're showing a lack of bitachon in the neis, so then you need a special bracha, and I don't know if you're right for that special bracha, because maybe you were pagay in someone's covet. Then you have to ask yourself the question, am I right, Lekach? In the case of Masechtas Chulin, nobody asked any questions. The person that was walking right behind him didn't ask, can it do it for me also? He was sure that if it was split for Pinchas Ben Yair, it could split for him as well. There was no lack of bitachin. So the same Makar HaBracha that got Rav Pinchas Ben Yair through, got those other two people through as well. Even though there was no questions asked if there's Zayich HaLakach. And that's the pshat over here. B'tzivisyas b'chosi aleichem. I only have to command it over again if you question. But if you don't question, the natural flow of bracha will be chal on you. V'chisimkeru mimker lam yisech. If you sell a sale to your friend, do not cheat a man his brother. So the Mefarshim ask a question, what is this double lashon, v'chisimkeru mimker lamisecha? If you'll sell a selling to your friend, what is this mimker? Should have said v'chisimkeru lamisecha, if you sell something to your friend, what's v'chisimkeru mimker lamisecha? So the Sefer Eitzer Ephraim brings down a couple of pshatim. One of the pshatim is as follows. He says, "B'derech klal, when a person wants to buy, he wants to buy an object. So if he buys it, or if he buys it from the manufacturer takes into consideration what were the expenses for the materials and what was the amount of work that I put in, and then he adds a certain amount for profit. And good, and that's what he pays." If you buy it off of a retailer, so the retailer asks he adds a little bit more money to the price, then he should be able to get his profit. And if he overcharges a hefty amount over that, then you know it's a no, then it's not being allowed to do that. But there's a certain kind of an object where the fellow could charge who knows how much, and he's not going to be over on a no. What is that? An heirloom. Something that he yarshim from his father, and it came down to Yushim from his father and from his father. That type of an object is not measured with the regular market value, because that has a lot of sentiment, that has a lot of family value. It's an antique and it's an heirloom. So that you could charge who knows how much. If the fellow wants to buy it off, he could say, listen, this means a lot to me. There's a lot of sentimental value. I'm giving up a lot. And over there, the regular dinim of Einoah don't really apply. That's what the Torah is telling us over here. V'chisimkeru mimker lamisecha. If you're selling a regular thing which is sold on the market value, then I'll say nu v'shalach, then there's an isser v'ainah. But if what you're selling is not the regular sale of the market value, it's something, it's an heirloom, which is something that cannot be measured in terms of market value, this has special sentimental value. It means a lot to the family. So over there already, the regular dinim of Ainoa do not apply. That's why the Torah says, v'chisimkru mimker, something which is regularly sold, that's measurable via the market value. V'chiyomu chachicha, if your brother becomes poor, umata yodai imach, and his hands falter, his kayak falters in parnasa. Ve'achzakta, but you should support him. Ger v'soysha v'chayim, he should be able to live with you. So the Altus Kalana Rebbe asked the question, why does it say ve'achzakta boy? It sounds like you should hold on to him. It should say ve'achzakta isoy, you should be mechazik him. What's the ve'achzakta boy in him? The word boy l'chayr is not applicable over here. So he freaked out to Skalena Rebbe. So he said over a pshat from the Chofetz Chaim, and with that, he fanfic pshat over here as well. It says, Eitz Chaim hila machazikim ba. It is the tree of life for those that support it. Here too, the Chofetz Chaim asks the same question. It should be Eitz Chaim hila machazikim oysa. It's a tree of life for those that support it. Why is it la machazikim ba? Zokta Chofetz Chaim, that people think that when they support Torah, they're the ones that are keeping the Torah alive, when it's mamish the exact opposite. They're really the ones that are being supported by the Torah. Because the Torah supports those that support it. It's the tree of life to those that support it. Memela doesn't say it's chayim ila machazikim oysa. It's chayim ila machazikim but those that hold on to it. Because if you're supporting it in essence, it is supporting you and you are holding on to it for dear life. That's what the Svarim will say. Ha'orain ha'yanoise es noisav. The Aron used to carry those that used to carry it. The Levim, Shevet Kohath, the family of Kohath, they carried it and they were carried along. Sometimes people think that they're carrying the Torah, they're supporting it. Lehepach is the Torah that carries them along. Says up this Kalender Rebbe, it's the same thing over here. The Chiyamach Achicha, Umata Yada Imach, his means falter. Dev Zakta Boy, you will hold on to him. You are supporting him, but at the same time, you should know you're being kind for yourself and for your family. Gevaldig esposim, to the extent you think you're supporting him, and in essence, he is really supporting you. There was a very, very choshev yid, Yidak Goyin, major Talmud Chacham. He was a big gvir, lived in the late 1800s. His name was Rav Avram Yitzchok Nevyaiser, and he attained the choshev of his son-in-law by the name of Hagoyin Rav Lazer Gordon, who later on became the first Rosh Yeshiva, the first well-known Rosh Yeshiva in Telz. He became the Telzer Rav. So he was a younger man, his shver promised to show as a man of means. He promised to support him for a certain amount of years. And then when the years were up, so Rebbetzin Avyaizer, the mother-in-law, said, okay, it's time to get a shtela. Rav Lazer still wanted to sit and learn. And she told her husband, you know, it's time already, he gets a shtela. Husband says, let him learn. You never know who's supporting whom. Came the next year again, and the next year she says, he has to go get a shtela. Let him sit and learn. You don't know who's supporting whom. And this went on and on until finally she put her foot down, he yizman, and he received a shtela, somebody to be a rav, and he left with his family to become a rav. The first day that he was off the support of his shver, his shver came home from davening, put down his talis and tefillin, and he collapsed and he was nifter. And by the Levaya, the Rebbetzin said, I killed my husband. He says, my husband used to say, you never know who's supporting whom. And I didn't listen. She said, I killed my husband. Those that supported are holding on to it. And the same thing with Aniyim. The exacto boy, you're going to be holding on to him. Pasuk goes on to say, if your brother is poor, as kasbecha leisitan loibeneshach, he needs money, he needs a loan, do not give your money to him for ribis. Neshach is a lashon of biting into him. He needs money, so what are you going to do? You're going to charge ribis, and you're going to bite into him and rip away another stick from him even more. So the Risker Rav asks a question, why does it say as kashbacha leisitein loy b'neshach? Don't give your money to him for ribis. It should have said as kashbacha leisalve loy b'neshach. Don't lend him money for ribis. Wasn't this as kashbacha leisitein loy? So the Risker Rav, there's a Gemara in Masechtas Bava Metzia, daf ayin aleph amid aleph, state, kol hamalve b'ribis, nechosav mismaitetin. If somebody lends money, beribis is nechosim, he goes bankrupt. Ribis is it's a recipe for disaster. You're going to lose your nechosim eventually. So that's the pshat. It's kasmach loisitin loy. If you're giving it away with ribis, you're in essence giving away your nechosim, because it's not going to have a kiyum. Not leisalva. Leisalva would be mashne. You're getting back your nechosim, you're going to keep it. Oh, but this is a remnant to what Chazal say. As kashmecha, leisitein loy, you lend money beribis, you're gonna end up losing all your nechosim. So in essence, you're giving it away, you're not really lending. State in pasuk, v'yisnachaltem oisom livneichem acharechem. By an Eved Knani, it says, you should give over an Eved Knani b'yerusha, l'reshes achuza, l'oilom b'hem tavoid. Tavi, you should work with them forever, and they go over Beirushim. But in your brothers, the Bnei Yisrael, Ishba'ach, the man and his brother, Leisirda by Befarach, do not work him too hard. And Abikani, you're allowed to work hard. Leilman Tavaydu. Abruvacheichem Bnei Yisrael, Tosne. She was a Gemara in Masechtas Bava Metzia, Davayin Gimel Amid Beis. State in the Gemara, Rav Sa'iran, Achva the Rava. Rav Sa'iran was the brother of Rava. He used to chop people off the street, people that were not proper people, people that didn't keep the Torah properly, to chat them off the street and force them to come in front of the carriage of Rava and to schlep Rava. Like they were the human carriers of the wagon that Rava used to ride in. So you used to chop them and force them to take Rava and make the wagon move. So Amalei Rava Shafir called this. He did the right thing. Why? The Tnino we learned in a Braisa. Ra'isa Shainanoye Kishura. If you see a yid that's not acting properly, how do you know you're allowed to be mashabed a person that doesn't do the proper thing? The pasuk is darshin loyel mem tavoy, which was said by Nebuchadnezzar. You carry it a step further. Loyel mem tavoy uvachechem. Even in your brothers, there's sometimes a mitzvah to work them hard if they don't do what you're supposed to do. Yochel, I would have thought, afilonai kishura, no. Talmud Leimar, uvachechem b'nei Yisrael, ishba achav leisir debay. Befarach, your brothers b'nei Yisrael, they keep their mitzvahs, you're not allowed to work them hard. So it comes out that this pasuk could be read two ways. That's one way of reading it. That's achechem that don't do the mitzvahs properly. Are people that do the mitzvahs properly? So, the word over here, v'achechem, can be carried in either direction. Either it can be a continuation of whom you could work hard, that's if they don't do the work properly. On the other hand, if they do the mitzvahs properly, that is part of the second part of the pasuk. Zabdivil Nagoin, if you look at the word v'achechem in the pasuk, it has a modern trup. It has two trups. It has a kadma in the beginning of the word uva'achechem, and there's a mahapach at the end of the word. So he says the trup is leaning in two directions. The first trup puts the accent on the earlier part, and the second trup puts the accent on the later part. He says that's a remnant to what Chazal say, that this word uva'achechem can be carried in either direction. If they don't do the Ratzon of HaKadosh Baruch Hu properly, they're over on the Torah, then the kadma leans it in the earlier direction. If, on the other hand, they do the mitzvahs of the Torah, so then the ma'apach carries it towards the second part of the pasuk. Uvachechem b'nei Yisrael ish v'achiv v'yisir d'vay b'farach. Those of the Vilna Gaon, it's merumas with the two crops that the word of achechem can be carried in either direction. One more word, just to finish off. This pasuk is talking about a person that was forced to sell himself to a guy. You should still keep the mitzvahs. Don't be miyayish just because you're in the rishus of a guy. You still have the mitzvahs not to be avodah zarah, and you still have the mitzvah of Shabbos. Kili b'nei Yisrael avodim, because to me the b'nei Yisrael are avodim. Avodahim v'loy avodim l'avodim. Ani Hashem Elokeichem. I am Hashem your God. So the Shem Yishmuel, Sachachava, he says a word similar to what we said last week. He says, take a look at Heichen Advarim Magim, the Ahav of Hashem Yisbarach to his nation Klal Yisrael. This person that was sold to a guy, why was he sold to a guy? The Gemara says in Masechtas Kedushin, he was Isaac in the business of selling Perish Fias. And Mameli got himself into trouble. And because of that, he got poor. Because he was Isaac and Perish Fias, he was forced to sell his fields, and he was forced to sell his metaltulim, and he was forced to sell his karka, he was forced to sell his daughter, and finally he was forced to sell himself because he didn't do tshuva, and not only to a yid, but he was forced to sell himself to a guy in Ovid Avodah Zarah. So he got himself into this mess. And it was like, sort of like, one Avera leading to the other, and he wasn't doing tshuva. So one would have thought this person sunk to the lowest of the low, that he was forced to sell himself to an Oyver Avodah Zarah and to the Avodah Zarah itself. Afal Pikin HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, I haven't forgotten about you. Don't think that you're Ois Yid. I still love you. I still care about you. Avodayim, you're still my Eved. Don't forget that you're still a Yid. And don't forget you still have to keep Shabbos, which is Oisi Beniyu Beneichem. And don't forget you shouldn't be Oyver Avodah Zarah. That's the way of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. No matter how low a yid goes, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the Avar Rachman, and he still cares about his children no matter how low they have sunk. A guten Shabbos, everybody.
Shabbos.